I see a contestant on the line. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hammer not messing around today. And First Trust Bank, of course, is always the sponsor of Beat the Hammer. They're very smart people. They know to sponsor the Hammer. Although they also sponsor, I suppose, the contestant as well. But typically that's a loser. But you don't have to be a loser, because with First Trust Bank, you'll be a winner. You know, they are the largest family-owned commercial bank in our region. The largest. Founded in South Philadelphia in 1934, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, with a record of 264-42, beat the Hammer. With our contestant Jimmy in Southwest Philadelphia challenging me today. Jimmy, I got to check your sanity. Why in, like, you know, the world do you challenge the Hammer?
Oh, man, seems like a good Friday for a challenge, bud.
Good answer.
So, yeah. Jimmy, let me tell you something on my mind, and there's probably no one else thinking this, but it bugs me. James, there's one aspect of Beat the Hammer that really bothers me a lot, and it is the Hammer's greatness.
No.
And that bothers you a lot?
Sure. And I'm gonna,
it bothers me a lot.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. Because,
everybody,
listen, math isn't the most exciting thing on the air. I learned that years ago. But I just want to put in context how almost impossible it is for me to dramatically raise my winning percentage. So I did the math last night. With 264 wins and 42 losses, I've won 86.27% of the time. If I win the next 10 in a row, I'm still at 86%. Jimmy, that's not fair. Like, you know, I mean, I'm still like, you know, it will. I figured this out last night. If I win 50 straight, I'm only up in the 88th percentile.
Do you not have
that
anything?
That aggravates me.
No, do you not have anything better to do with your time than figure out your percentages
and
beat the Hammer if you win the next 10?
I admit I'm a dork.
My God, yes.
But Ruben, this is when greatness holds you back. My wins work against me. I figured it out last night. To get to 90%, I got to win 114 straight. That's not fair.
Just play, baby. Just play.
Yep.
All right.
That's right.
Jimmy,
yeah.
We're not going to do what Ernie Banks said when he said let's play two. We're going to play one. And I'm going to wish you good luck. But you feel confident, Jimmy?
I am. I'm going to try not to embarrass Rhea. I'm a St. Barnabas kid.
So. Southwest, that's my home. The Barney's is where I grew up, Jimmy. You got to do me proud.
There you go. All right, Jimmy, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth or down the hallway, whatever we call it now. Good luck to you, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, scram.
Got to see this run.
Get out of here.
Oh, no, he doesn't run down there.
No,
he
kind of extremely slow.
Yeah, he kind of saunters a bit.
It's great.
If you watch him.
Good. We're doing a live radio show here.
Oh, no, he took his glasses off. I guess that's to be cooler.
His shoes are untied. He might fall.
Oh, my God, they aren't. Do we tell him? Probably
no,
not.
Falling, I mean, would be hilarious.
That, I mean, exactly.
Here's what you do. Start filming. You know?
Yeah.
So we can make sure to get that up. Yeah.
He looks so lost.
He looks so lost and small.
He looks like
in
your grandfather wandering around the casino.
What
lost.
Is he doing? Oh.
All right.
He's away.
All right, Jim, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Our category for the week, we mentioned a little bit earlier, it starts tonight. We're doing a little World Series trivia. Are you ready to roll, sir?
Yep, let's go.
Let's go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Juan Soto is one of three current Yankees players who have played in a World Series before. Name one of the other two.
Pass.
Last season, Bruce Bochy became the third manager to win the World Series, managing both an AL and an NL team. Name one of the other two.
Pass.
Four pitchers have a World Series ERA under one with a minimum of 35 innings pitched. Name one of them.
Kurt Schilling.
Joe Carter has one of the six World Series clinching walk-off hits since 1950. Name two other players who've done it.
Kirk Gibson and J-Roll.
There are four teams that have made it to the World Series but never lost one. Name one of them.
Four teams made it to the World Series and never lost one. Let's go with the Oakland Athletics.
Juan Soto, one of three current Yankees who have played in the World Series before. Name one of the other two.
Don't know it.
All right, let's move to the next one. Last season, Bruce Bochy became the third.
Time.
Oh.
Jimmy, not the best. We're going to put you on hold.
Listen, man. Didn't note him.
Well, yeah, very clearly, Jimmy. We all got that. We're going to put Jimmy on hold.
All right, he's walking back. He's jogging.
He's jogging.
He's got the strangest jog.
What a miracle. I've never seen this.
Can he jog?
He tied his shoes.
Yeah, he tied. He actually cleaned up quite a bit.
Oh, my God. He's got a high-five
the guard. Security guard. I don't think
she sort of sloughed him off.
Yeah, she wasn't into it.
Like, she wasn't impressed.
Hello.
Joe, why did you jog?
Why not?
I appreciate the hustle.
Yeah.
I've just never seen it.
It's getting loose.
Trying to show Joelle how to do it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, get into it, you know?
Is that how that works?
Stretch those legs. You know, I was thinking about it. James, it's almost unfair I got to win 114 in a row to go from 86 to 90%.
Everyone feels really, really,
no, man,
really
man,
tough
it's ridiculous.
For you.
114 straight? Something's not right.
You know what? You shouldn't have lost those 42. And you'd be closer to 90%.
That's correct. Yeah. All right, James, how did this Jimmy in Southwest Philly?
All right, you ready to roll here?
Ben.
Category for today. It's starting tonight. Well, World Series trivia. You ready to roll?
World Series trivia.
World Series.
Yes, 1903.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. Question.
But then not in 1904.
Yes. You got the first question right. All right, here we go. Question number one. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Juan Soto is one of three current Yankees players who have played in a World Series before. Name one of the other two.
Name one of the other two. Garrett Cole.
Last season, Bruce Bochy became the third manager to win the World Series, managing both an AL and an NL team. Name one of the other two.
Okay, so three managers that have won it in both leagues. That would be Sparky Anderson.
Four pitchers have a World Series ERA under one with a minimum of 35 innings pitched. Name one of them.
Four pitchers under one. Minimum of 35 innings?
Yes.
I'll say Rivera.
Joe Carter has one of six World Series clinching walk-off hits since 1950. Name two other players who've done it.
Well, you shouldn't ask that. The answer is Luis Gonzalez and Bill Mazeroski.
There are four teams that have made it to a World Series but never lost one. Name one of them.
The Marlins.
Yep, the Hammer! On the road to 114 straight, 113 to go for listen, why bother? This guy Jimmy, how'd he do? What matter?
Yeah, how do you know you won?
Because I'm me and he's not. I'm the Hammer, okay? Like I hope people don't think I'm that arrogant. But as the Hammer, I have reason to
Nobody
be.
Nobody thinks that.
As the Hammer, I have reason to be. It is what it is. There's a reason Jordan stuck out his tongue. He knew he was going to dunk on your ass. Jordan! Hammer. Jimmy. Jimmy?
Yes, Joseph.
Jimmy? Jimmy, you're Ben Simmons. I'm Mike.
That was great.
Wow.
All
right. Joe, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Listen, it's not as easy as I thought it was. It's not easy. You deserve your flowers. Congratulations, my
Thank
friend.
You, sir. Oh,
look at that. And I say this every time. It's hard
nice
to
job,
the first
Jimmy.
Time
nice
to get
loser.
On there.
Yeah. Bad job on the question, but nice job.
I noticed Ruben said nice loser. I will say nice loser.
Joe, can I say one more thing?
Oh, my God.
What you got, Jimmy?
What? I just want to let everyone know I spent no time thinking about Beat the Hammer last night.
Clearly, Jimmy.
Jimmy, you probably should have, pal.
Fairly
you
obvious.
Probably
it might have helped.
Jimmy, because you're a fine fella, and I'm just going to make Seltzer's job easier not having to pick up the contest line.
Thank you. Very
good. We're going to award you the prize. By the way, how many did you get right?
Zero. You got zero.
Oh. I don't know if he should get the prize. John, should he get the prize?
I think you've already started down this path.
I did.
Yeah. You can't offer it to him and not give
fair.
It to him.
All right, fair. Jimmy, you've won an Eagles knit hat, my man. Enjoy that this winter and brush up on your Philly sports knowledge.
Thank you, guys.
It was a World Series knowledge.
All right, Jimmy, I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information. And with that, and by the way, let me say, of course, it's victory 265. You guys know I love those clean numbers, denominations of 5 and 10, 265. That's good. That guy challenged me. He obviously failed.
It's not good. Like, what does that matter?
It's better than 264.
Why?
It does not matter at all.
Know.
Something about Archimedes and round numbers. I don't know. I mean, isn't 1 a cooler number than 1.1?
I don't think it's a round number.
It's just 1's a better number than 1.1. Just better.
But 1.1.
10's better than 9.
1.1.
My point is,
I like the
clean numbers.
But you would never have like 2.1 losses.
No, well, it was kind of weird. Hey, by the way, that guy challenged me. Obviously, he failed. You do not have to fail with commercial banking. Challenge your bank to do better for you. If they do not, then get yourself to First Trust Bank, where your business will be in great shape. With Victory 265, let's shut it down.
One more time.
Wow!
There you go. The Hammer's back.
Yeah!
Hammer's back.
Yeah! Shut his hole!
Yeah. Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now, there was quite the contrast today. Zero
you did good.
And
that was
five.
Strong.
It was as dominant as you've been.
Well,
and
as dominant as I can
that.
Be.
I don't want to encourage you, but I thought that was
Thank
a
you,
nice
sir.
Job.
Thank man. You. Thank you.
No, you did good today. That was
The problem is my winning percentage went from 86.27 to 86.31. I don't like that. Let's go to the phones.
I don't know why that matters at all.
Because it's a slow climb is my point. Right. All right, Dick Vermeil joins us in a couple minutes. Ed in Phoenixville right now as we get ready for the Eagles and the Bengals on Sunday. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Hammer. I think the last playoff theme baseball Hammer was another 5-0 skunking at the expense of moi. So starting to notice a trend here. But I don't want to go to extremes with the Sixers thing, and I'm not an attorney. I grew up in a house with them, but it feels almost like a breach of fiduciary duty. Like this team has a duty to the season ticket holders to at least have some modicum of honesty and disclosure to what they're doing, and they're just blowing that to crap.
Absolutely. The entire NBA, professional sports, has a level of honesty that's required. It is your job to be honest about every injury that mounts. This is a problem.
This organization has never felt this way, though. They have never felt this way. I mean, it's just... It's the way they've been since the process has started.
That's right.
And everybody was fine with it. And so they operate in that vacuum that it doesn't matter.
Ed, you know what I thought of this week for the first time, at least since the process years? I really, meaning when they weren't trying to win, I really wonder if Adam Silver, when he's with his lieutenant, says, you know what, damn it, I wish Josh Harris didn't buy the team. I wish we didn't let him buy the team. Because he is a pain in the ass to the NBA. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, whether you supported the process when they were tanking on purpose or not, it caused a hell of a problem for the NBA. And they continue to cause problems. And by the way, it's not just for ticket holders, both in Philadelphia and across the league, who people buy tickets. I want to see Embiid play in Oklahoma City. It's a problem on the gambling front. I mean, the league is in bed with gambling entities. And so people are making bets all through the summer, over under on wins, who's going to win the MVP.
Oh, this is major.
It's
sure. If Joel is going to play for less than half the games, I don't know. I was expecting to at least try to play in the season. Like now it feels different.
Yeah,
it feels different when you say, hey, the first week in its entirety, we're just going to discount it. He's just not going to show up for this.
Yeah.
That feels different.
I go the route of Charles Barkley. Aren't they paid to play?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are the players paid to play? Yes or no? Yes. I want to know whether they're paid to play.
He's
then
one
play.
Of the highest paid.
To play 81 games, not 62.
Yeah. All right. Let's. So, Ed, great call. I agree with a lot of what you said there. Give me the most stylish person of all time, Ed.
It's got to be Jay Wright.
He's already been said. Rhea said him. Give me someone else.
How about the jet flying, kiss stealing, wheel and dealing, Ric Flair?
Ric Flair, the wrestling style. John, do you like that answer?
I mean, Ric Flair believes he is the most stylish man in the world.
I mean, he was a stylish
Some people
wrestler.
Of that opinion as
well.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put him too high up there, but in the wrestling world he was. I'll grant that.